Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nuggets, and welcome to part 9 of the Fire of God. Part 9. And just by saying the words, the fire of God, it does something inside me. We're going to look at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2 today. And we're going to go from verse 1. Now, I have referred to this in a previous part of the Fire of God, but today we're going to concentrate on this particular scripture. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm. And it filled the house where they were sitting. Then, what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each one of them. Watch this. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance, or gave them this ability. Everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. Everyone. No one was missed out. Every person. And at that time, there were 120 gathered in that room. And they heard this awesome sound. And they didn't know what it was. They had no idea. Some years ago, it was my privilege and honor to interview John Bevere for God TV. And I did a series of programs with him called In Depth, and we did these programs in front of a studio audience. And the crew on that particular day, there were 5 camera crew, and only one of them was saved. And we would record a program for 30 minutes, and then we would stop and reset, and then we would record another 30-minute program. We did 8 in a day, actually. So we used to do 2 back-to-back, and then we would have a break. And on the first break, John and I had been talking about the Holy Spirit. And on the first break, there were people in the studio audience that wanted prayer. And John just invited them down. He said, come on down and let's pray. And he began to pray for these people, and they were falling all over the place. And we noticed the camera crew were on the floor. Such was the power of the Holy Spirit that day. And during those recordings, John told me a really powerful story. He was ministering in South America, somewhere in South America. And they were meeting in this aircraft hangar. And there were about 4,000 people gathered there that day. And the worship band were playing. John was sitting on the stage waiting to minister. Well, actually, he was standing because they were worshiping. And he noticed that a lot of people were just talking to each other. They weren't worshiping. They were just talking. And I can imagine what they were saying. Oh, did you see such and such a program on TV last night? Wasn't the football really good? Oh, it was awesome. That goal, that last goal. And they weren't taking any notice of the worship band at all. And John felt that he had to stop the worship. And so he went to the podium and he asked the band to stop playing. And they stopped in the middle of a song. And he looked at the people. And he said to them, how dare you? Do you realize what you're doing? As we're worshiping God in spirit and in truth, you are in the presence of the Holy of Holies. You are in the presence of Almighty God. And you're taking no notice. You're just talking. And then he screamed at the top of his voice, "What are you doing?" And suddenly, there was a sound that sounded like a Boeing 747 in the distance. And it got closer and closer and closer. And this sound rushed through this aircraft hangar. And so ferocious and loud was this sound that every single person in that building, with the exception of John, was on their face. They were lying on their faces. They were so scared. But John knew what it was. It was the sound of the rushing wind. And that changed the whole complex of the service. So many people were saved that night. So many people were imbued with the power of the Holy Spirit that night. That is the fire of God, beloved. And we don't need to listen to that wind. We can sense the power of the Holy Spirit through the peace. And that's what's happening right now, right at this moment. As I'm bringing you this word, I know that I know that I know that I know that wherever you are, the place where you are is full of the Holy Spirit. If you breathe in now, through your nose, I am certain you can smell the perfume of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that there was a sound of a mighty wind, and everyone in the room was filled with the Holy Spirit. And what looked like flames or tongues of fire rested on each of their heads. I'm paraphrasing now, I'm not reading because my eyes are closed. And those flames is the fire of God. And as that flame rests on your head, it is refiring you. It is refining you in the fire. Purify my heart, O Lord. Purify my heart with the fire. And as that fire rests on your head now, you know, I was going to pray and I was going to say, just say these words after me. I'm not going to pray. There's no need. The Holy Spirit is doing it. The Holy Spirit is doing the work he needs to do. This is what I believe, though. I believe that for the first time in your life, if you've never spoken in tongues before, if you have never spoken in a foreign tongue, I believe in Jesus' name that that is going to happen now. I believe it's happening now, right now. Thank you, Lord. What appeared like flames, like tongues of fire, rested on each one of their heads. And as you listen to Worship Radio 247 right now, I believe in Jesus' name that that flame of fire, that tongue tongue of fire is upon your head. I sense it. Just be filled now with the Holy Spirit. Be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. Let the joy of the Lord come bubbling out of the top of your head. And I believe some of you are going to be drunk in the Spirit, because that is what happened. They all went out into the street and people thought they were drunk, but they said, no, they can't be drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. It makes no difference. I believe that some of you will sense that you are drunk in the Spirit of God, and that's wonderful. Some of you will be laughing, filled with inexpressible joy, and you don't know why, but it's the power of the Holy Spirit that is doing it. Such is the power of the fire of God in your life. Allow him now to fill you full of his love and full of the Holy Spirit and full of joy, inexpressible joy. And allow the Spirit of God to let you speak in foreign languages as the Spirit is giving you the ability. Jesus. Oh Lord, we give you the honor and we give you the glory and the power due your holy name.